just had our near year-end banquet and celebration, the first time in 3 years out at Harrison Park. It was a great day for the entire team. And then, but coming up, we still have some closing meets. We're off this weekend to Markham and Etobicoke for some provincial-level meets. We've got seven going to Etobicoke and five going to Markham. And then one more up in Montreal for our top two swimmers. The junior nationals are the end of July, so there's still a little bit to go.
Ken, what does that represent, having 7, 5, and 2 at these various meets? And obviously, the one in Montreal is the marquee event.
It is, you know. But, you know, for our kids, there's so many good things happening right now. We're getting, you know, some movement towards the provincial level. I didn't mention we have 51 going to Collingwood also next week, and that's kind of the team wrap-up as the big group. But, no, lots of positive movement within the club and, you know, kids enjoying racing again and finding out where they are right now in their development. And great momentum for next year, we sure hope.
We're with Ken Fitzpatrick from the Owen Sound Aquatic Club. Ken has swimmers going to a variety of meets. Let's go to the top of the food chain, if we can, Ken, and talk about your two swimmers that are going off to Montreal and the event they're at.
Yeah, for sure. So Taryn Lee, who's a 15-year-old young girl that, you know, kind of broke out back in Windsor in April, she'll be swimming the breaststroke events. And then Megan Calhoun, who's familiar to, you know, our team and somewhat in the city from her success the last few years as a para swimmer. She went over to Europe and down to the U.S. And this will be her last meets with OSAC as she moves on to Queen's University next year. So a great pair going there, and it should be a fun trip to Montreal, the original Olympic pool from 1976.
Ken, when you look at those two swimmers, are they great swimmers or great athletes?
Oh, you know, they're both, you know, and they're great kids. They're great, and I don't, kids is probably the wrong word, but they're, you know, they're great young people, and they're so well-rounded, and, you know, that's one of the things I talked about at the banquet is that we've got kids that are multi-sport kids. Taryn is on the provincial lacrosse team. She's involved in so much. And, you know, Megan has done so well academically and has been a big part of our club on deck as well as in the pool. So, you know, great people. They tend to be some of your shining stars in the pool, too.
Last couple of questions for Ken Fitzpatrick, the head coach of the Owen Sound Aquatic Club. Ken, how good has this season been with the progression and maybe the loosening of restrictions as they pertain to all of our lives, let alone the swimming pool?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, it's great to see the kids smiling and just having fun again. You know, the banquet on the weekend for the kids, we had a lot of games going on. We had an egg toss with, you know, father daughters and mother sons and just family teams, and the smiles in the pictures that I've seen have just been so wonderful to see, and just, you know, getting back together. The pool side is a part of it, but it's the overall experience the kids are having and being a part of a sports program and being active. It's just tremendous to see them back, you know, back. It's been a long couple of years, as you know.
Finally, Ken, when you look at this meet coming up for your largest group going off to Collingwood, do you shut the doors after that, or what transpires for the Owen Sound Aquatic Club in basically outdoor season?
No, great question. I appreciate it. The past couple of years, we've done a pretty significant amount of open water swimming in the bay. We're looking at doing some of that again, probably not quite as aggressively. We did it because we didn't have access to our pool. So our main program does shut down. We kind of are consistent with the school schedule, September to June. But we'll be active, and we'll be keeping the kids together on an irregular basis. And we start back up early in September, right after Labor Day. So, yeah, there'll be some things happening this summer. And, you know, we encourage the kids to try some other things and consider multi-sport triathlons and, you know, just doing the things that people love to do in the recreation area that we're in, getting outside and hiking and doing what they love to do.